Here we are on Attitude Adjustment. I am Amy Labota, your host. I have with me here today my co-host, Jeb Burnside with the Aviation Safety Magazine. Mm-hmm. Jeb, thank you so much for taking the time to come in.
Oh, my pleasure, Amy. Always
Jeb
a pleasure to sit down and chat.
Jeb didn't expect to spend Air Venture 2017 as an EAA radio volunteer, but we are so appreciative of the time that he has put into it.
It's my pleasure.
And who do we have here with us this afternoon? Looks like we've got WITIC. Now, that's the Weather Technology in the Cockpit program that's been going on. It is a joint program with Purdue University and the FAA. We have Mary Johnson, an associate professor with Purdue University, and also Ian Johnson, no relation, who is the engineer, psychologist, and human factors lead for the FAA on the project, as well as project consultant Mel Futrell. Thank you so much for coming to our show today.
You're welcome.
Ah, terrific. Now, you guys have been working on some really exciting technology that is actually a study of how people are processing the technology we have today in the cockpit. Mary, tell me a little bit about the program.
Well, what we're showing here at Air Venture is the WILD, and it is our weather information latency display. So we want people to come over and fly wild with us.
You guys are great with the acronyms. I love it.
We just love that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so what it does is we have a simulator set up over in the Pilot Proficiency Center and also over in the Federal Pavilion. And what we have is you have a regular simulator, and you can pull up your multifunction display. But in this case, the weather out the window is live, but the weather on your multifunction multifunction display is actually delayed, like it would be in the cockpit in real life.
And up to 20 minutes.
Well, we can go as far as you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want an hour.
No thanks.
it can actually be delayed more than 20 minutes. So,
is there a nominal value that you start the system with?
Well, we run this one at 15 minutes. Okay. It's just because sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 20, you know, but most people just figure on 20 minutes. And so the weather, unlike any other simulator that we've seen, the weather in a typical simulator is actually synchronized to be the weather on your display is the same as the weather out the window. But in this particular one, we've developed in such a way that you can see that the weather is actually different out the window versus on your multifunction display. And we're using real weather data mm-hmm. from real fatal accidents.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Now, from a human factors perspective, what's the FAA looking for, Ian?
So the weather technology in the cockpit, we're trying to evaluate the weather products that are out there today to ensure that they meet the requirements for the human to look at or the pilots to look at. We're looking at the rendering of those products, whether they're intuitive or not. And the reason why we're doing this is because we looked at accident data that came out of the NTSB. And there are several accidents that resulted either by probable cause of pilots misinterpreting weather information. And so basically the WITIC program would be looking at coming out with minimum requirements. So if pilots are using weather information, here are the minimum requirements that vendors need to actually use to manufacture or build these products. So what the Pegasus group is doing is a subset of that. That's one of the research projects that they've been tasked to do. And why they're doing that? Because most pilots are not cognizant right now of the latency that exists within weather products.
I agree with you. I have found as a flight instructor that pilots think that what they see on the screen is what's happening in real time. Now, Pegasus has been gone on for a couple of years, isn't it? What exactly is it?
Well, I can probably better answer that one.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So we've been going on for 5 years, and we're very happy about this. It's an FAA Center of Excellence for General Aviation Research. Now, we call it Pegasus, P PEGASAS, and you can find us at pegasus.aero. But what we are is we work with the FAA to improve general aviation safety, accessibility, and sustainability. And we do a lot of research with the FAA and our industry partners, and a large number of university partners as well.
The NTSB a couple of years ago identified latency as an issue in several fatal accidents. You've been building on that finding basically since then. What have you discovered as part of your research so far?
So far, what we found, too many of our research projects, we do a lot of research at a FAA Technical Center at Atlantic City, where we have a bunch of simulators, and we work in concert with the Pegasus Group. And what we found is that pilots lack the weather knowledge that they need to actually know the difference between certain weather phenomena. And so we need to do a better job in terms of training pilots. And Mary can explain some more of the things that we actually
Well, when saw. You say weather phenomenon, in thinking about in-cockpit technology, one might automatically presume we're talking about NEXRAD weather, weather radar data. What other forms of data in the cockpit are we thinking about here?
Well, you can have a composite of NEXRAD, or you can have separate products. It depends on what you subscribe for. Okay, so depends on your subscription, that's exactly what you get. Okay. But pilots do not know to interpret a lot of that information that they're getting. There's a lot of information out there. Maybe there's too much of information out there, and pilots are not using it the right way.
Yeah, I think the simple understanding that there is latency involved, that it's not a real-time presentation, is the biggest hurdle you might have.
Yes.
And that's really, Jeb, why we decided to build this demonstrator. It's because we saw that pilots intuitively knew that the weather was not the same, because they could look out the window. And they also recognized that they'd been trained. It's 2 to 10 minutes late.
If they've been trained that way.
And if they have, or they read it on a sticker on a product. But what they did when we actually ran them in simulator studies was not behave that way. And so one thing we also saw was that there was no simulator out there for GA that had that latency in it. So we built the simulator so that it's really a demonstrator. We're using off-the-shelf products to put this together. But what we want to have happen is that the simulator companies decide to also include this as a feature in their sims. And that's really an important
that's
way, because
key.
We don't really build products. What we do is we build the technology, and we show it, and we get them excited about it. But we want our industry partners in general aviation safety to do is to develop this further so it gets actually out there for everybody to use.
And from the FAA standpoint, we really don't want to come out with a regulation that states that you have to do this. So it's more guidance, and hence the reason we try to incorporate our industry partners through the Pegasus Group, because we feel that if industry is involved in what we're doing, and you know, they'll be apt to actually use that information or adapt it to their products.
And group is the key word here, because we're talking with Mary from Purdue, but there are actually quite a few universities involved in this project.
Right. And over the 4 years that we've been doing WITIC, we've even had more. But currently, we have Western Michigan University up in Michigan, of course. And then we also have Ohio State and us, Purdue from Indiana. And what we're doing together is this wild portion. But we also have other parts of WITIC that we work on.
I've actually seen the wild simulator, and I found it fascinating from a flight instructor's perspective, because you talk about it, but actually putting somebody in there and beginning to ask them questions and slowing things down and saying, yeah, you see that, but look outside. What's really happening? That's fascinating.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things about being in the pilot proficiency center this year, because the last few times we've been at various places on the field, and it has been mostly a demonstrator. But being a part of that, we're able to incorporate it with some of the other scenarios in there, get CFI feedback, And you know, we've been doing a lot of that so far this week, is running a lot of the CFIs.
So you can dial the latency, you can change the latency pretty much in real time?
No, you cannot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we would like to have that feature, but no, we cannot do that in real time. This is basically when in development land, this would be a breadboard.
Okay. Gotcha.
That makes sense.
So what it is we can show what you can do, and we can have pilots, CFIs, manufacturers explore the power and decide whether or not they want this in their product.
And have the discussion with us about how they're using that and what we need to look at and how it's coming across to the public.
We're talking with Mary Johnson, Associate Professor at Purdue University, and Ian Johnson, Engineer Psychologist and Human Factors Lead for the FAA, as well as Mel Futrell, Project Consultant on the WITIC and the WILD projects, part of the Pegasus Group. I mean, this is some serious acronyms. And you are here at Air Venture 2017. Where can people find you again?
So we are over at Four Corners in the Pilot Proficiency Center.
That's right in the middle of everything. Four Corners
exactly.
is awesome.
Right across from the Member Center.
Right across from the Member Center. That is really exciting. And you're here for the entire week, correct?
We are here through Saturday. Ian Johnson's over in the Federal.
Federal Pavilion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we also have a WILD simulator over there. So,
good.
You know, most people, if they're in that area, they can come over there and fly the simulator.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, I know that flying simulators is one of the more popular aspects of walking around the field. If you're not watching the air show, you want to be flying the simulator. So I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. Mary, you got one more thing you want to say.
I've got one more thing. I want to give a shout out to one of our industry partners, Frasca.
Ah, terrific.
And
yes.
They've worked with us on this for 3 or 4 years. And they also have one of their simulators here today, and we encourage everyone to go and see what they've got too.
Terrific. We'll do that. We'll go see Frasca and go see WILD in any one of two places. We'll be right back with Attitude Adjustment.